Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it's the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Good to have you in studio once again, Paul.
Wonderful to be here. Great to see you, Mark.
Just coming off your Kingdom Builders event recently.
That's right.
And you're pretty excited about how that went. How did it go? Good turnout?
Yeah, it really was. It was really great to meet a lot of the listeners. A lot of listeners came out. It was nice to mingle with business owners because that's really what the heart of Kingdom Builders is about, is to inspire business owners to have a vision for kingdom purposes. And So it was a wonderful day, and it was really great to mix in with everybody and really get a flavor of who was coming and who's listening to the show. It was wonderful.
Well, you had a number of sessions where you taught, and we're going to actually hear a good portion of one of those sessions. Why don't you set up today's session?
Yeah, it was actually the very last session of Kingdom Builders. And so it was a little more concise, a little more to the point. And when I talked about the difference between endurance, perseverance, and patience. And so, you know, endurance is just the ability to stay in a place and stay there for a long time, versus perseverance, the ability to walk out of a situation, versus patience mixed with faith is actually receiving the promise. And so, so really, endurance, perseverance, and patience was the discussion point. And well, we might as well let me speak about it from the actual event instead of me repeating myself.
Okay, here's Paul Grant speaking at the recent Kingdom Builders event.
The Bible talks about patience, perseverance, and endurance. And as business owners, we need to demonstrate all three of these characteristics: patience, perseverance, and endurance. And so I told you earlier today that I drove for UPS. I worked for UPS for 12 years, but I drove for UPS for 6, and I drove up on Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill has really small streets, and so there were times when I was in a really big truck going around corners, and there were things that just, you know, like stuck out in my way. And my truck was fortunately bigger than the things that stuck out. I remember one time taking a corner, and there were motorcycles there. Now, you get pretty used to your corners. I mean, this is not a joke. A 24-foot brown truck, I could parallel park within about 26 feet. I'm not kidding. You get used to your corners. You know exactly where they are, except on the few occasions that you tend to look at someplace else. And so I remember I was taking this corner, and there were motorcycles sticking out. Motorcycles. You ever see those commercials where you hit the first one? Or you see the movies and you hit the first? That's not a joke. They actually start, you know, pummeling over each other. And there were times to when you were going down a narrow street and another car is coming. And so on Capitol Hill, the streets are older. They're very, very short and tiny, right? And they have cars parked along the way because nobody has garages. They have alleyways, but then they have garages off the alleyways. But they were homes that were built in like the 20s and 30s. And I don't know what the deal was with the cars in the 20s and 30s, but they must have been midgets, because you can't use the garage to fit any modern car in it whatsoever. So therefore, there's no parking on Capitol Hill. You have to walk all over the place. But another car would be coming down, and I'm in this massive big truck going down, and mirrors just have a way of sticking out of cars. And I helped myself to the mirrors on plenty of occasions. Now, because I'm a Christian, I got out and I stopped, and I put a note on the door because I wasn't going to have to pay for it. The company did. But it was because I was a Christian. Now, there were times, I don't know if any of you, my personality is, and my wife of almost 27 years is here, and so she'll correct me if I'm wrong. My brother is here, and he's known me every day of his life because he's the younger brother. My kids are here. I've got two of my three best friends in life in the room with me today. They'll tell you if I'm lying. Most of my personality type, I think, rest on the patience side of who I am. So for the most part, Paul's a pretty patient person. UPS challenged that patience multiple times. I could be perfectly patient, and then I go to whoop over here. So occasionally when that happened on my UPS, I would throw, well, let's call it a temper tantrum a little bit, which probably my kids haven't seen all but maybe once in their life. My wife probably that or a couple times. But see, when you have the ability to close a door and go to the back of a truck, what I've noticed is that land end boxes are very, very good, because what is Land's End? Do anyone remember Land's End? Clothing. Correct. Clothing. So I know what's in these boxes. So then what happens is that there happens to be a certain Land's End box that gets the end part of my patience to the I'm ticked now. And so this poor Land's End box would end up taking the brunt of my frustration, which was better than the next client, right? Or the next person. Or we would have a little bit of an attitude, and I would see how far away I could actually throw a package and actually make it to the front door. So, the confessions of a UPS driver. So I want to define something for you. Endurance is the ability to withstand hardship or adversity, the ability to continue for a long period of time. In the New Testament, the word endurance is used sporadically throughout it. And almost every time that it is utilized, it is used in connection with the word suffering. It is used in and with the term adversity. So in the Greek, the word is hupomeno, hupomeno. And it means to stay under, to remain, to be fortified. And it denotes a place of just simply being. So in other words, think of being curled up and just somebody just continually punching you or kicking you if you're a Land's End box. That's endurance. Just the ability to take a beating. That's all it is. And I think sometimes we get a little bit confused when we start thinking about faith in respect to endurance. But yet, endurance isn't connected to faith. It's connected to suffering. In your business, you know, there's times when you just have to simply take a beating. I don't know if you've ever felt like that as a small business owner. I have. Where my business is just, I don't know what I'm going to be doing as my next step out, but I'm just simply here taking a beating. And so endurance on a faith level, as we begin to try to connect the full part of the day, endurance is just the ability to take a beating. And it's really not about engaging and trying to walk out of the circumstance. That's what faith is for. Faith is intended to have us walk out of a circumstance, not just to remain in a circumstance. And so we are to endure a circumstance, but by faith walk out of it. So endurance is just the ability to take a beating. Now, perseverance means to continue an effort to achieve something despite difficulties or failure. In the Greek, I'm not even going to try to tell you what it says, but the definition is about persistent, to constantly be diligent and to attend to a process. So perseverance then is different than endurance. Perseverance is the ability to continue to take one step after another in a process, not outside of a process and not random, in a process, to continue forward motion to get where you want to go. So is your business today, as you think about where you're at, are you just in almost a fetal position taking a beating? Or have you engaged in perseverance to where we can start taking steps of action that are going to create the road of where our next step is going to be. And as a business owner, we need time to really think about how do we get from out of the endurance stage into the perseverance stage. In other words, we have to have a plan. We have to have the ability to get those mentors, those other voices, that discussion if you don't have the answer within yourself, because typically you're in endurance when you don't have an answer. You've just stopped. You just sit there and take the beating because you're not sure how to get out of it. But perseverance is the idea that says, I know where I want to go, and I'm not going to stop here today. I'm not going to stop in endurance. I'm not just going to sit here and endure the next beating. I'm going to put another foot forward today. And now let's talk about patience really quick. Man, I hate that word. Yeah, no one any more patience. No more patience. It's the quality of waiting a long time without being annoyed or upset. The ability to remain calm when dealing with problems or difficulties. The Greek word is synonymous in the Greek, in the New Testament. You know what's interesting about this word patience? I found this fascinating as I was looking at this. We need patience to fulfill faith. Do you know that the word patience in the does not appear in the Old Testament? It only is in the New Testament where our faith actually begins. See, remember, the Jews were under the law. Yes, they had faith, but their works of the law created the relationship. We're under a portion of grace to where by faith we get to come into relationship with Jesus Christ. I thought it was fascinating that faith, by patience, delivers the promise that we're actually after. And yet, it is in the New Testament only versus the Old Testament. Did I say that correctly? It's only in the New. It's not in the Old. And that Greek word means to be cheerful with endurance or consistency. So to be cheerful with consistency. And here, to stay under and remain in a state of expectancy. Now that's the definition that we need to hold on to. Let me read it again. To stay under and remain in a state of expectancy. So Romans talks about the faith of Abraham as our example. And it says that Abraham, he did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And by being fully persuaded, hear that definition of faith, being fully persuaded, or had the ability to stay and remain in a state of expectancy, being fully persuaded of what God had promised, he was also able to perform. We didn't get much into really casting vision today or where's your business going. The ability to look at a bullseye and begin to march to that bullseye and not get distracted and go left or right, left or right, left or right. We didn't have a chance to really share some of what we did on the radio station when I interviewed you. I love your vision to go into the secular world, have concerts, and yet come back and pull people into the church. Am I stating that properly in a nutshell? Okay, awesome. So Clark has a vision of what he wants to do with his music. What's your vision in your business? See, that's the bullseye. That's the bullseye, is that the creative God has put a picture in your heart of what you are to be doing for him. That is his voice in your life. Now, faith, then, is the ability to see that, be fully persuaded that with God's help, by his strength, by his ability, by his wisdom and understanding, that you can take the next step. And not get stuck back in just endurance. Because endurance is just taking a beating. to not stay in just perseverance, because that's the ability just to take another step, but really with patience, to have the expectancy, to have that capability of knowing that what God has given you to do, He is going to help you and strengthen you to fulfill it and bring it to pass. So as we think about our businesses, as we think about our discussions today, and how, and as we have lined them up, and as we consider faith, I wanted to just bring these three words to your attention really quick in closing. I had more. My brother was going to do a math problem and just a bunch of other things because he got the gift of math and I didn't. There's a whole reason why, and it's because I was abused as a child and he wasn't. So I'm just saying, if you can't do math, I can help you with why you can't. But endurance is not where we want to be in our businesses, and it's not where we want to be in our Christian lives either. However, sometimes we have to just simply endure. Sometimes that's just where we're at. But in the endurance, if we don't remember to lift our heads and refocus on exactly where God is taking us, then discouragement is going to enter in through the endurance. And by discouragement, we're going to say, that promise that God gave me must not be true. You mentioned the parable of the sower of the seed. Really, what that is a journey of faith. You throw things out. Some of it gets immediately picked off the ground. Are you familiar with the parable? Correct. Others land in good ground. They receive it, is what the word says. They receive it. That's an important characteristic of listening to the word of God, is that they received it. They spring up quickly, but because they have no root, it's quickly plucked out. Okay? So they had a short burst of faith is what it meant, but they had faith. No matter where you are in your faith journey, capture that feeling of faith. Understand what that is. That's a good thing that you had that short burst of faith, which is better than having no faith at all. Capture it. That's what God is using to teach you so that you can actually capture the full promise that He has for you, is by the short bursts of faith. But just don't accept that the reason that you had a short burst of faith is because His promise isn't true. It's that we weren't fully persuaded yet, because that's our definition of faith. Fully persuaded that His promises are going to be ours. And then we have that middle one in the parable of the sower and the seed, to where it's thrown in, it's heard. So this is an important distinction as you look at this parable. It's heard, okay? And then it's grown up with the other weeds. What's interesting, if you go back to Luke and look at it, it was never received. It was only heard. There is a difference between just listening, and there is a difference between receiving the truth that people are speaking to you. And then the final one is that it landed into good soil. It was received with gladness. So we are excited about it. And then it produces 30, 60, and 100 fold. And then Luke had to throw in the last little bit, which is with patience. Why did you throw that in there? So there are four parables. So very quickly, John has no parables whatsoever. Okay? So John has no parables. So that leaves us with Matthew, Mark, and Luke as the only three gospels that have parables. There are only four parables that are in all four of the gospels. Two of them are exactly at this sower in the seed. So one is sower in the seed, the other one is the mustard seed. So this is an important gig. The other two Gospels, so Matthew and Mark, they don't have that last little word. But Luke had to throw in, because he was a doctor and specific, that he notes that Jesus said with patience. But that patience is to remain in a state of expectancy. And that's what faith really is. So as business owners, as Christians, I don't want you to stay stuck in taking a beating. That's not where our businesses are supposed to be. That's not where our faith is supposed to be. And I really don't want you stuck in perseverance either. I want you into the column of saying, I'm going to be patient and allow this thing to grow because I know where I'm going. Because I see the full vision and God has spoken to me that he has planted these ideas. If you think these ideas, doesn't matter what your business is, whether it's music, whether it's law, whether it's real estate, whether it's an electrician, whether you're a contractor, you think that that was just how your life happened? No, God has planted this skill and these set of skills within you for a purpose. That is God's voice in your life. Take it to the bank. Have that vision. Walk step by step, but with patience, with expectancy always turned on that he is your help in times of trouble. He is your wisdom. He will give you understanding and wisdom beyond your years, beyond your ability to get out by yourself. When you find yourself stuck in a place of endurance and you recognize it, I'll kind of go back to one of the things that I said earlier today. You need to cry out to God because he and he alone is all wisdom. It's something he can't turn off. So whenever we have a characteristic of God, so we have that he is merciful, that he is our blessing, that he is wisdom, that he is love. Do you realize that that is who he is? It's not just an act that he performs. It's impossible for you to not be blessed because God is blessing and he lives within you if you've given your life to Jesus Christ. It is impossible for you to not be blessed. It's impossible for you to not have mercy. It's impossible for you to not be loved because God cannot turn off his personality. It's impossible. And when he lives within you, that is our benefit. So he is wisdom. And he will give you wisdom to pull you out of endurance. So those ideas that come to you in the middle of the night, similar to what Clark was saying, which is, I heard this and I knew. There's a different twang when you hear something that is of God. It's your own voice because he uses our emotions, but there's a twang in there. It just feels a little bit different to where you know that you know that you know. Don't ignore those moments. And the last thing I want to leave you with is respond to those moments immediately. God has set up things for us to respond quickly. Why does God move at the last hour? Because he is setting things up that when he speaks to you, you respond, and all of a sudden, you walk exactly into the right place at the right time with the right relationship, and all of a sudden, the endurance just clears the air, and you're back right on target. But all too often, we hear the twang, and then we start doubting it. We hear the voice, and we have to run off and think about it. Part of our success as Christians is when we hear his voice, we respond immediately. That is half of your answer right there. So to get out of endurance, if you're stuck, if you're in a rut, if you're just sitting there like a Land's End box being kicked to death, you can get out. God will give you an idea. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you what you need so that you can take your business to the next level for everything that we've already talked about today, which is so that you can be a blessing to a dying world, demonstrate his majesty, his glory, his goodness, so that all men can be drawn unto repentance through our lives, and that we can be the feeders of wealth and ability to fund the church and the mission of God so that the gospel can be preached throughout the ends of the earth. Don't stay in endurance. Recognize when you're in a moment of endurance. God has your way of escape. He's got it for you. Seek him out. get into perseverance, and then find yourself with patience, because by patience, he will take you to where he needs you.
And so when Kingdom Builders here a few weeks back, and that, of course, is Paul Grant, of course, hosts the show here on KCIS as well. Sounds like a wonderful time. Great message there, Paul.
Thank you. I just really want to encourage people, as the very end was there, is we're not called to stay in endurance. We're called to persevere, take those steps of faith, to move out of endurance and begin to receive the promises of God. And so I hope people were really encouraged by that message, that they can take a step, that they can see what God has envisioned for them. And instead of just staying in a place of suffering, instead of staying in the same place, that they can be encouraged today to find that vision, to find that purpose, and take another step through perseverance, because God's promises are true. They will come to pass in your life, but we need to actually move out of endurance through perseverance to capture faith by patience. And that's where we get the blessing in this Christian journey, so that we can watch the manifestation of God upon our lives and thereby proclaim his goodness to a dying world.
Okay, Paul, and if people heard this message today, they're familiar, and they want to be more familiar with what you offer, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, head over to our website. There's a lot of other podcasts, both upon faith and also about estate planning. And so head over to legacyandfaith.com, and there's a myriad of things there for your educational purposes. Also, you can get a hold of us, and we're having sessions coming up, new seminars that are coming up in the near future. You can find it all at legacyandfaith.com.
Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.